Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Church. It's Friday. Time for another slice of fresh bread. What a great blessing to be with you throughout this week. And here we are coming to this concluding section of verses in chapter 2. And I pray you've enjoyed our opening salvo of a week in 2 Thessalonians. Now we're at verse 13. Well, what he has said is this. He gives thanks for God saving them. And then he warns them that Jesus is coming again to deal with those who persecute them and to receive them to himself. And then he tells them, now listen, before he comes, there's going to be this apostasy and there's going to be a man of lawlessness, but Jesus will destroy him and receive you to himself, even as he brings judgment upon those who do not believe the truth, but the lie, being caught up with the power of false signs and wonders and miracles. And then he says, but you aren't that way. You have open eyes of faith, and you see Jesus instead of the delusion that blindness has led men and women to the embracing of what is unrighteous. But here's what he then says to believers in light of this coming. Verse 13 of 2 Thessalonians 2. But we ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you as his first fruits to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers, stand firm. Hold to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by our spoken word or by our letter. So what does he tell them? He says this to them in these concluding verses. Now I'm going to leave the last verse for next week, but I want you to see this concluding prayer where he consecrates the brothers and sisters in the Lord. And he says to them, we love you, but we want you to know that God has loved you. In fact, God chose to love you. He has, as it were, made you a first fruits. Now, that's not just speaking of believers being in Christ who is the first fruits. That's speaking of the Thessalonians were first fruits not only from the first century movement of Christianity. They were the first fruits of the gospel that went from Jerusalem to Judea, Samaria, and then to the world as it goes to these Gentiles, and the gospel even now has arrived in another continent called Europe. What a glorious first fruits as the gospel is going from Jerusalem to Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the world. And not only did he save you, he saved you by setting you apart. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. Sanctification, that means to set apart by the Spirit. So the Spirit of God set you apart. You are set apart by sanctification of the Spirit and belief in the truth. God's Spirit, now listen carefully, God's Spirit always works with God's Word. You want to know a Spirit-filled church? They make much of the Word of God. And when the Spirit of God, with the Word of God, gets a hold of you, it sets you apart to the glory of God the Father and the preeminence of God the Son. Those who are Spirit-filled love God's Word. They love to hear it preached, they love to read it, they love to study it, and they love to obey it. Now, are they perfect? No. But there is a perfecting work that is taking place in their life and being done by the Spirit of God. And not only do you know the Spirit of God because their love of the truth, but you know the Spirit of God because when the Spirit of God shows up, we start telling people about Jesus. Here's what he says, you shall be my witnesses with power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. What's the final result? They stand firm and they hold fast to what they were taught in the Word of God. So he says, whether it was what we preached to you or what we wrote to you, you stand firm in the truth of God's Word by the power of the Holy Spirit. That means you're set apart. And what happens when you're set apart by the Word of God and the power of the Spirit of God? You begin to lift up Jesus. What happens when you lift up Jesus? The Father is praised, God's people are encouraged, and the lost are called. So you go to church this Lord's Day. This is Friday. Be found in your home church this Lord's Day. Be a vital part of that church. And by the power of the Spirit of God, be set apart with God's people to love the truth, hear the truth, sing the truth, confess the truth, preach the truth, embrace the truth, obey the truth. And may Christ be exalted as you stand firm. And that's another slice of fresh bread. I'll see you Monday.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.